Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Purva Mimamsa, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Rudra, Shiva, he is sitting there. These deities, these devatas, they wanted to go for war with asuras, demons. So, they come, before going for war, they come to Rudra, he is Swiss bank. They put all their wealth in front of him. They say, okay, you take care of this, okay? Don't be careless, take care of this. We'll come back and take it back. Okay, he says, fine, go ahead. They go for war, and this fellow, he is Rudra. What he does? He gives everyone. Okay, you want this? Take it. You want that? Take it. He gives everything to everyone. Ashutosha, he is said. Ashutosha means one who is pleased very easily. So he is, whereas he says, he is not bothered about it. He says, okay, take it. Like that. These fellows come back. They ask him, where is it? Say, oh, you came back. I thought you will not come back from the war. Fine, I have given it all. Then, see, there are two things. Either you can kill a person or use words, harsh words. That also, demeaning words also is equivalent to killing a person, an elder person, elderly person. So, they use harsh words. Then Rudra, he starts crying. From this tears, whatever was born is called silver. There is another quote which says, from his tear, the Rudraksha came. Rudra's akshena agatamiti Rudraksha. From the aksha, from the eyes of Rudra it came. So it is called Rudraksha. So here silver is that which is a product of Rudra's tears. So you should not give. It will disturb him. It will remind him of this story. So you should not give. Nacha prashastyadi bodhasya nishprayojanatvena na arthavadasya arthavattvamiti vachyam. So this prashastya or ninda, having the knowledge of it is of no use. What knowledge? Okay, he cried. He is a kid. He cried. Okay, what is there? If you say, no, don't say that. So, arthavada is of no use because they don't mean anything. If you say, no. Alasyadivashat apravartamanasya pumsaha pravrtiyad janakatvena tadbodasya upayogat. The knowledge of this arthavada helps you, helps a person to perform the karma. If he is not performing the karma because of lethargy, because of laziness, because of some other involvement with some other menial jobs, if he is not really worked out to perform, this arthavada vakya will make him think about it. Oh, okay, I'll do this karma like that. So, he will perform the karma. So, it helps him to perform the karma. And that also, sacha punastretha. This arthavada is also of three types. Whether it is a nishedha or vidishesha. Vidishesha or nishedha. So, both they are three types. What is that? Taduktam virodhe gunavadasyat anuvado avadharite bhutartavadastadhanat arthavadastrithamataha iti virodhe gunavadah syat anuvado avadharite bhutartavadah tadhanat arthavadastrithamataha. Arthavada is of three types. Virodhe gunavadah, if it is a contradictory, then it is gunavada. It is accepted to be gunavada. If it is contradictory to some pramana, then it is accepted to be gunavada. Gunabhuta arthavada. Guna arthavada. Then anuvade avadharite. If whatever you know through some other pramana, if the shruti also says the same thing, then it is anuvada, repeating. Anuvadati iti anuvada. You repeat something, that is anuvada. Shruti repeats it, that's all. It just reiterates whatever you know, that's all. So, that is the second type. Bhuta savadastat anat. And if you don't know the root of it, you cannot understand something with any other pramana, then it is called bhuta savada. For each of this, we'll have an example. We'll see through example. Asya artha. Pramanantra virodhe sati arthavado gunavada. If whatever you see from the Shruti, it negates, it is opposite, it is contradictory to some other pramana, the knowledge you gain through some other pramana, then it is a gunavada. Like yasa aditya yupa ityadi yupa aditya abhedasya aditya abhedasya pratyaksha vadetattva ad adityavad ujjvala ujjvalatva roopa guno anena lakshaniya pratipadyate. There is this statement called aditya yupaha. Yupaha, yupaha is a post. Now you have to take this fig tree and cut it, and after cutting it you remove the bark, from that fig tree. After removing the bark, the fig tree will be very soft, and over and above it you apply oil on top of it. Now you place it, you dig a small hole, you plant it. Now this trunk, since it is so shiny and it is with oil and all, then they will apply a small, they'll put a cloth on top of it. It is a part of karma. Now this is called yupa. This yupa, this post, it shines very brightly when the sun falls, sun's rays falls on it, because it is oily and it is soft, so it reflects the light. It is white, so bright white, it reflects the light. It is as though, for a person who sees it, it's as though a sun. So similarity with the sun, the reflection, because of the reflection, it shows the similarity with the sun. Therefore it is said it is equated with the sun because of its brightness. Therefore we say aditya yupaha. This is gunarthavada. The brightness, that is the reflection, that quality, that brightness quality is what is similar in both. That is the guna, that is the attribute we are seeing there. Therefore it is gunarthavada. Now second, pramanantra avagata artha bodhako arthavado anuvada. Whatever you knowledge you gain through some other pramana, that if it is reiterating, the shruti is reiterating that, then that is called the second arthavada anuvada. Like yatha agnirhimasya vesham itya iti atra hima virodhi tvasya agnau pratyaksha avagatatvat. Agnirhimasya vesham shruti says agnihi himasya vesham. Agni, fire is himasya, coals vesham, medicine. Fire is the medicine for cold. That is the knowledge you gain from that statement. Now I know, in the winter we burn firewood, we stay put close to it. We know it's it's understood in pratyaksha. Therefore whatever you know from pratyaksha, that is what the shruti is also saying. Therefore that's reiteration. That is what is anuvada. Anuvada is reiterating, reiteration. Now pramanantra viro, pramanantra virodha tat prapti rahidartha bodhako arthavado bhutarthavadah. Pramanantra virodha tat prapti rahidartha, it is virodha to the pramana. It is just opposite to the pramana. Through pramana whatever you gain, that knowledge negates it. And you cannot understand to any other pramana. There is no means to recheck it. That kind of statement from the shruti is called bhutarthavada. Like what? Yatha indro vritraya vajram udayachat ityadi. There is this statement which says yatha indro, this indra, vritraya, to kill the vritra, vritra asura, vajram udayachat. He raised his vajra, vajra aida, his instrument, his weapon called vajra. So Indra, Vritra is the asura who was born out of tapas by his father. His father did a penance. He said, we saw in the Shabda Pramana, his father said, to kill Indra, I want a son. Indra kill son want. Like that he said. He phrased this statement. He said, Indra kill son want. So what happened to him? He begot a son. Now Indra killed him. Now the phrasing was wrong, the intonation was wrong. Therefore he got a, like they say in North India, you take your horoscope and your wife's horoscope to a son, to this astrologer, and ask what will be the progeny, will it be a boy or girl. Yes. Boy, not girl. He'll write boy, not girl. So you will get a girl. No, 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 no. I forgot to put a comma. Boy, not. It's girl. Boy, no. Girl. No, boy, no. Girl. If it's boy, I said, yes, I said. Boy, comma, no girl. Like that, this no can be. This comma is changed. So like that, here also, he changed this comma. He got the wrong meaning. So this Vritra was born and he was killed by, he was a tough opponent. Indra was not able to kill him. He was extinguished. All his weapons are extinguished. So what he did is, he again prayed Maheshwara, Ishwara. With the blessing of Ishwara, he said, okay, Ishwara said, there is this Rishi. You go to him. His backbone, take his backbone. You pray him, he will give his backbone. Because he doesn't need, Rishis, they don't need the body. So it is there useless. You use it. You go and take it. Rudra always, he is easy. So he says, go and take it. It's all yours. So he goes and he asks the Rishi. He says, okay, you can take it. So he removes that backbone and makes the Aida, Vajra Aida. And he uses that to strike this Vritra. Now, I said all the story. There is no way of confirming it. So, whatever stories, I can add my own stories to it. Whatever stories for which there is no way of confirmation, which are seen in the Vedas, are called Bhutarthavada. Granthopasamhara. Now, with this, he comes to the end of the text. ఏజేత స్వర్గకామ ఇత్యాది నిఖిల వేదస్య సాక్షాత్ పరంపరయా యాగాది ధర్మ ప్రతిపాదకత్వం సిద్ధం. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వే ఏజేత స్వర్గకామ. సో ఏజేత స్వర్గకామ ఇస్ ది స్టేట్మెంట్ వి సా. వన్ హూ ఇస్ డిజీరియస్, వన్ హూ డిజైర్స్ టు గెయిన్ స్వర్గ, లెట్ హిమ్ పర్ఫార్మ్ ది యాగ. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ది స్టేట్మెంట్. సో ఇత్యాది నిఖిల వేదస్య, లైక్ దట్ దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ Vedas. There are so many statements in the Vedas. All these Vedas, Sakshat Paramprayava, directly or through a tradition, through a method, indirectly. So, directly or indirectly, Yagadi Dharma Pratipadakattam Siddham. It is proving Yaga means it is proving Dharma. Through the Yagas, it is proving Dharma. That is now proven. Directly or indirectly, it is related with Dharma. సో సోయం ధర్మ యదు ఉద్దేశ్య విహితః తదుద్దేశేన క్రియమాణ తదేతు. సోయం ధర్మ, దిస్ ధర్మ యదు ఉద్దేశ్య విహితః, ఫార్ వాట్ ఎవర్ రీజన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ గివెన్, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆర్డైన్డ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇంజంక్షన్, దేర్ ఇస్ అన్ ఇంజంక్షన్ ఫార్ దట్, తదుద్దేశేన క్రియమాణ తదేతు, ఫార్ దట్ ఉద్దేశ, ఫార్ దట్ రిజల్ట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ దిస్ కర్మ, దట్ ఇస్ ది కాస్ట్. ఈశ్వరార్పణ బుద్ధ్యా క్రియమాణస్తు నిశ్రేయసేతు. ఇఫ్ యు పర్ఫార్మ్ ది కర్మ విత్ ది డిజైర్ ఆఫ్ ది కర్మ ది రిజల్ట్ యూ విల్ గెయిన్ దట్ రిజల్ట్ బికాస్ భావన మీన్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ ది భావన ఆఫ్ ది రిజల్ట్ ఆల్సో. నౌ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ అన్ ఐ ఫార్ ద రిజల్ట్ యూ డూ ది భావన ఫార్ ద రిజల్ట్. నౌ ఇఫ్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ది ఐ ఫార్ రిజల్ట్, ఇఫ్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ అ డిజైర్ ఫార్ రిజల్ట్, ఐ సరెండర్ ఆల్ మై కర్మాస్ టు ఈశ్వర. In that buddhi, if I perform the karma, surrendering the karmas to Ishvara, then nishreyasahetu. It is directly related to the nishreyasa, moksha, which is Vedantic knowledge. We are talking about Purvimamsa. Suddenly, how come you start talking about nishreyasa? This is the problem with Vedantins. No? Nishreyasahetu. The moment you say nishreyasahetu, you say swarga, moksha, which is Vedantic knowledge. How do you say Ishvara Arpana Buddhya and Ishvara we don't accept? First class itself I said Ishvara we don't accept, but it's not like that. Ishvara also we accept. So, nacha tadarpana buddhya anushthane pramana bhavaha. Because surrendering to Ishvara, whatever karma you do, performing the karma and surrendering the karma and results to the Ishvara, don't say there is no pramana for it. There is pramana. Where? In the smriti. Yad karoshi yad ashnasi yad juhoshi tad asiyat yad tapasyasi gaunteya tat kurushvamadarpanam. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself says this. Bhagavan Krishna himself says this. What is that? Yad karoshi, whatever you do. Yad ashnasi, whatever you eat. Yet Juhoshi, whatever you do Homa of, whatever you sacrifice, Yet Dadasi, whatever you gift, whatever you donate, Yet Tapasasi, whatever tapas you do, Hey Kaunteya, O Kaunteya, that Kurusha Madarpanam, do surrender to it, all those things to me. So, iti Bhagavad Gita Smriti Reva Pramanatvat, because this Bhagavad Gita is Smriti, which is the Pramana. But, is it said in Shruti? Tasma Chastram Eva Pramanante is said in the Bhagavad Gita itself. So, is it said in the Shruti if you say, Smriti Charane Tad Pramanyas Tad Pramanyas Shruti Mulakatvena Vyavastha Pranaditi Shivam. Smriti, whatever is there in the Smriti, has a moola, root in the Shruti. Whatever Smriti says, it is rooted in the Shruti. Therefore, there is no contradiction. Smriti is also Pramana. Smriti also attains Pramanatva. Attains the grade of Pramana. Because it is rooted in the Shruti. Therefore, there is no contradiction here. Bala nam sukabodhaya bhaskarena sumedhasa rachito yam samasena jaimini artha sangraha. See, where do you see this jaimini in the jaimini sutras? First sutra and first adhikarna, third sutra it is. First chapter, third sutra it is there. This is what he proves there in that place. Smriti is rooted in the Shruti that he proves there. Now, bala nam sukabodhaya for the kids. Kids means who has not studied the Artha Shastra, who may have studied the other Shastras, they are Balas, like in Tarka Sangraha. So, Sukhabodhaya for them, without any trouble. Sukhabodhaya means without any trouble to gain the knowledge of this Shastra, Bhaskarena Sumedasa. This Bhaskara, by the name Bhaskara, Sumedasa, who is not an idiot. I know what I am talking about. That is the idea he is giving here. Sumedasa, I am an intelligent person. A person who has studied all that and who remembers all what I have studied. Sumedasa Bhaskarena, a person who is named Bhaskara and Bhaskara is also son. So who has knowledge like son, who is intelligent. So like that person, Rachito Yam, because the Pramanikata, see why should he say I am? He is not arrogant, it is not arrogancy. It is to prove the Pramanikata in the text. What I am saying, it is from tradition. That is the idea there. Rachito yam samasena. This text is written. How is it written? Samasena. It's an abridged version. It's a simple version, brief version. Samasa is brief. Briefly, I have written. What have I written? Jaimini artha sangraha. Whatever arthas, whatever nyayas, whatever ideas Jaimini Maharishi has presented in his text, that Sangraha, I have grasped all that and I have presented it in this text. Iti Shri Mahamaha Upadhyaya Laugakshi Bhaskara Virachita Purvimimamsartha Sangraha Namakam Prakaranam Smaptim Agat. So, this Laugakshi is the title, family title, family name. So, Laugakshi Bhaskara, this person whose name is Laugakshi Bhaskara, this text is written, so now it has come to the end. You see, Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.